And another issue for him was the lack of oomph, as he saw it, in the Treasury. And I think that's when the tension between him and the then Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, who's now Prime Minister, of course, started to ramp up until it got to the point where it was basically untenable. If Rishi's a Thatcherite, let's have it, he moaned on one occasion, without any expectation, sadly, that he'd ever oblige. And on another, he just blew up. Fuck this shit, he said. We need to clear out the Treasury, begin anew as Singapore on the Thames. The department has basically become a bank manager. The computer just says no. We need, as Boris saw it, to get out of people's way. We're costing people too much, costing business too much. Government has become too expensive itself. Rishi, in his words, had signed too many checks, but got very little value for money. It was time for tax cuts, deregulation, and dynamism. Then there was this rare moment of open defiance from the Chancellor, who reminded the Prime Minister that it had been his vision to spend vast amounts of taxpayer funds on endless infrastructure projects, on new hospitals, on extra cops, extra doctors, extra nurses, extra all kinds of things. And he used a very memorable phrase, "We had a song for a long time. Do we not want to sing it anymore?" And on that occasion, Rishi Sunak dug in, refused to come up with a growth plan, refused to cancel the planned hike in corporation tax, and insisted on hitting energy companies with a windfall levy that Boris didn't want to do, blowing the money raised on cushioning the pain of tough times rather than setting out to cure the patient. And had the whole government not imploded shortly afterwards, I doubt the Chancellor would have lasted the summer.